Talking excitedly, the class left the staff room. Harry, however, wasn't feeling cheerful. Professor Lupin had deliberately stopped him from tackling the boggart. Why? Was it because he'd seen Harry collapse on the train and thought he wasn't up to much? Had he thought Harry would pass out again? But no one else seemed to have noticed anything.
"Did you see me take that banshee?"
shouted Seamus.
"And the hand," said Dean, waving his own around. "And Snape in that hat. And my mummy."
"I wonder why Professor Lupin's frightened of crystal balls," said Lavender thoughtfully.
"That was the best defence against the dark arts lesson we've ever had, wasn't it?"
said Ron excitedly as they made their way back to the classroom to get their bags.
"He seems like a very good teacher," said Hermione approvingly, "but I wish I could have had a turn with the boggart."
"What would it have been for you?" said Ron, sniggering. "A piece of homework that only got 9 out of 10?